From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attiyah offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. The top Qatari diplomat added Gulf Arabs ultimately would like to see a ban on nuclear weapons in the entire Middle East. Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading, but later recovering some lost ground. By day's end, the Greek market closed down 16%, with bank stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors, the country's third in the past 5 years. The sharp decline in stock values wiped $11 billion off the books. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program, think it would make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57-28% margin opposed the deal with the United States and five other world powers, which they finalized last month with Tehran. This is VOA News. Nigerian military forces have rescued 178 people being held by the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram in the northeast of the country. Of those freed, 101 were children, 67 were women, and the rest were men, a military spokesman said late Sunday. The Nigerian Air Force reported killing a large number of militants while helping ground troops repel an attack on Bita village, 50 kilometers southwest of the army operations that took place around Bama in northeastern Borno State. Sunday's statements did not specify when the attacks occurred. Last week, the army rescued 71 kidnapped people. The International Olympic Committee, President Thomas Bach, has responded to allegations that hundreds of athletes have been involved in doping.
If there should be cases involving results at Olympic Games, the IOC will act with zero tolerance with our usual policy. But at this time, we have nothing more than allegations. And we have to respect the presumption of innocence for the athletes.
Reports surfaced Sunday that 146 medals, including 55 golds at the Olympics and the World Championships between 2001 and 2012, were won by athletes with suspicious blood level tests. Bach told reporters in Kuala Lumpur Monday that the IOC had full confidence that the World Anti-Doping Agency would conduct a thorough investigation into the matter. The IAAF World Championships begin in Beijing on August 22nd. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died Sunday after being attacked by gunmen in the country's capital. The UN said troops from MINUSCA, its mission in the Central African Republic, were conducting a search to arrest a suspected criminal in Bangui when the armed group attacked, killing the peacekeeper and injuring 8 others. The UN force took over from an African Union peacekeeping mission nearly a year ago with a mandate to protect civilians and support a political transition in the CAR, which is due to hold elections in October. A wildfire raging through Northern California has doubled in size, threatening homes and businesses while spreading in other northwestern states. The blaze has scorched about 24,000 hectares of land and destroyed 24 homes, 26 outbuildings in the Lower Lake area, located north of San Francisco. California authorities have called for more than 12,000 residents to evacuate the threatened area. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.